All right, here we are, guys. It's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with Eternum, which is on 0.9 on the 8th of January. And other people are going to have to wait. No. I'm wrong. It's already dropped. It dropped the day after Christmas. And it should be dropping for everybody in just a couple days. So that's 0.9, which means they're almost done with Eternum. What is Charybdis going to do next? I have no idea. He doesn't really have to do anything, but I know he's got another story for us. This is the best idea you've ever had in your life. Of course you'd say that. Okay. Are you ready? I'm not sure if I'm ready, but I certainly want it. Oh, Lord. After a brief moment of hesitation, she slowly lets the tip of your cock slide inside of her dripping pussy. Moans. We know that, guys. Oh, God. Finally. Fuck, it's in. It is. Oh, wow, that feels... Holy fuck, Grim, that feels... good. Well, if it felt bad, that'd be a bad thing, right? My God! Oh, Penny. Oh my God, it's happening at last. No more teasing. No more games. I'm inside Penelope. I'm having sex with her. I'm fucking Penelope Carter. Yep, it's happening, sir. I'm living out the fantasy of what her 180,000 followers can only dream of. And folks, this is a real deal thing. There's like some group I joined. It was supposed to be like for selfies. But it's these women posting pictures. And some of them, like, they're not model quality at all. And there's like lots and lots and lots and lots of just... I never have seen in my life so many men that are just... Wow! I'm really shocked, you know, and a lot are my age. But, I don't know. I guess I like the digital ones a little more. Yeah, I guess it's just an autism thing. Yeah, I mean, the Kristen Goff on my Sports Illustrated calendar isn't a bad-looking one either. So, hey, she's pretty cool. I like the fleshy ones sometimes, too. And sweet Jesus, it feels good. Ah, Grim. Fuck yes, this is better than I imagined. Oh yeah, you thought about this. Thought about fucking little old me? All the fucking time. Just a little bit faster. Oh boy. Please, don't let me stop you. Just a little bit, okay? Yeah. Jesus Christ, that feels good, Penny. Yeah. Where the fuck did you learn to move like that? Like what? I just imagine I'm dancing. Just that it feels so much fucking better. She's actually moving around and doing the whole thing, so yeah. Ah, yeah, keep going. Fuck, you're so fucking big, Grim. You can feel Penelope's tight cavity slowly adjust to your size. Each of her movements feel extra sensitive on your dick. Take it all. Ah, take it balls deep. I can't, it's too much. Try it for me, baby girl. Are you sure? Don't you want to ditch this tension once and for all and feel good and relaxed? We've crossed the line already. Might as well roll with it, right? That's a good point. You'll see how good it feels. Okay, I'm gonna drop myself on you, yes? Fuck yes. Okay. Here we go. Boom. Oh God. Oh my fucking God. Penelope lets herself drop the weight of her body, slamming you against the car with each powerful thrust. Ah, fuck. That's huge. Uh-oh. Penny. This is so otherworldly. Fuck, it really is. Oh, fuck. Fuck. But please, don't come. Please let me come first. You're asking for a lot there, Penny. I need to come so I can get rid of the tension. I need it. I need to do this. Please. But my God, this feels better with each passing second. How the fuck is this possible? Yeah, she's enjoying it, folks. Holy shit. Yep. Oh, yeah. Good girl. Oh, my God, Grim. You're stretching me out so much. You're taking it like a pro, Penny. Oh, God. That's it, babe. Ride that dick. Keep riding it like that. Oh, Grim. Penny. Penny's jiggling, voluptuous body fills your every sense as each individual bounce and thrust causes your body to radiate with a divine pleasure. Fuck, I'm getting tired, Grim. But I don't want it to stop. Not when I'm this close. Not when it feels this good. Maybe now that she's gotten used to it, I can let her rest and simply relish the pleasure. Now it's my turn to ask. Are you ready? Ready for what? Oh my fucking God! Oh fuck, yes! This is what you wanted. Didn't you? I don't like that line, it doesn't sound right. You wanted me to fuck you this hard from the beginning. Always teasing, always flirting. Oh Lord, this is unbelievable! You wanted this, didn't you, you naughty girl? Fuck, yes I did! Fuck me hard, Grim. Oh, I will. You keep hammering Penelope's pussy, your ears drowning in her small, constant whimpers of pleasure. I'm gonna come so hard, Grim. I'm almost there. Please don't slow down. I'm gonna give you the orgasm of your life. You'll never forget this. Oh yeah! Biting her tongue. Oh God, I knew you'd love it hard. Now she's starting to sound like a machine. I don't think anyone could take it as roughly as she does. She's a total sex freak. I can literally feel the tip of my cock poking the innermost parts of her. I feel so fucking powerful destroying her slender little body like this. And she seems to like all of it. This is gonna leave a mark. Are you gonna come? Yeah, I'm gonna. I'm there. Don't stop. I'm. Yeah, it happened, folks. Penelope orgasm, soaking your cock in vaginal fluids and contracting all of her muscles at once. She faints on top of you, utterly dazed, her legs still trembling uncontrollably. Oh, Penny. Fuck. That was intense. Got rid of all that sexual tension, eh? Mm-hmm. Glad I could be of service. Man, I can't believe I just fucked Penny. I was literally just a few seconds away from coming, too. But I can't really ask much more of her, to be honest. That was insane. What? You're gonna have to say it louder. She's saying, break me. Break me, please. What? What did you say? I want you to break me. I want you to fuck me again until you ruin me. And again. And again. Grab me and use me as rough as you can. Don't give me a second or a moment to breathe. I want you to destroy me. Are you fucking serious? You were talking such a big game earlier, Grim. Split me in half. Oh, baby. Bring that tiny waist of yours here. Fill me up with your huge cock. My body's all yours. This pussy, this mouth, everything yours. Now you'll see what's good. My God, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yes, oh my God, Penny. Yeah, fuck me. Fuck me with that monster fucking cock of yours. Give me what I need. Shove every inch of it inside me. You continue to hammer her relentlessly, feeling how your dick breaks the resistance that her tight insides offer with each stroke. Ah, oh my God, you're tearing me apart. I'm not gonna do that reference. And I fucking love it. Ah, dear Lord, about time I get a good look at these tits of yours. You have no right to be this hot. Ah, I fucking love how your boobs bounce. They're all yours. I told you, everything is yours. To do with me as you please. Just don't stop fucking me ever. You're a fucking nympho. Faster. Fuck me harder. Very well. Yeah, hit me. Fuck yeah. Punish me. Punish me for all the teasing. I've been a bad girl. All those naughty dresses. All those comments. Fucking punish me. Fuck Penny. Ah. Oh my god, my dick's gonna be sore after this. Come here. Still ditching your breath from the last position. Jeez. Aren't you even gonna let me? You suddenly penetrate her, cutting her off. My god, I guess not. Oh dear lord, your pussy is so fucking tight, Penny. Hell yeah, that's the stuff. I'm not doing that reference. Slam it in me. Ah, yes. Deeper. Harder. God. I don't give a shit anymore. I don't give a shit about consequences. I just want you to fuck me every day. Just take your cock and fucking give it to me. I want Mom and Dahlia to hear me scream. Oh, fuck me. Don't say that or you're gonna make me come instantly. Ah, oh my god, you're so deep. Do you even realize we're fucking on a $400,000 car? Fuck yeah, we are. And that makes it all so much hotter. Crush me against this car, Grim. Let's see if it breaks before I do. Oh yeah, Penny. Ah. I never imagined I could feel so filled. Ever feel so filled. Don't slow down, please. I knew Penny had hinted she was into rough sex, but holy fuck. We're rutting like fucking animals in the middle of mating season. And she's enjoying it as much as I am. No, she's definitely enjoying it more. Oh, dear lord, I can't even feel my legs anymore. Fuck, I can't. Penelope's legs give out and you both tumble onto the floor. Oh my god, fuck yes. You told me yourself that you wanted to fuck me, you fuck you without... Excuse me, we're gonna try that one again. You told me yourself that you wanted me to fuck you without giving you time to even breathe, didn't you? Yeah, I deserve it. Be rough with me. Use me. Fuck me. I'm at my limit, Penny. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna... You hear a sudden noise. What was that? Hold on. The door! Someone just kicked the door open. Shit, I totally forgot about where we are. We gotta get out of here. Oh, no. Shit, Penny, we gotta keep it down. We need to leave. Keep fucking me. Don't you realize that if they catch us, they're gonna hit us with a massive... Excuse me. Don't you realize that if they catch us, they're gonna hit us with a massive fee for property damage? I'm the damaged property here. Please make me come again. Pretty, pretty, please. Yeah, Penny... Stay quiet. This is the last time I work with a shitty studio, you hear? I couldn't even get inside. Unbelievable. I don't know what happened, Mr. Valentino. I'm so sorry. Someone from the cleaning staff must have forgotten to... Don't sell me that bullshit, bitch. Now go find my girl and tell her to start getting changed. Yes, right away, Mr. Valentino. Then why are you still here? Move, you fucking incompetent dog! Yes! This is what happens when you give women any kind of important job. Anyway, at least the car's good to go. I'm gonna get that emo bitch fired as soon as Ulysses gives us the contract. She'll regret having disrespected me like that. Jesus. Oh, Lord. What the fuck is happening to me? If we get caught, we're gonna get in big trouble. But I just... Fuck, I just can't seem to stop. Biting down on her panties with force. Please, just a little bit more. That sounds that she makes. the way her body feels, or the way she absolutely loves being dominated. Every single thing about Penny just makes me want to turn into an animal and unleash my primal instincts. She not only managed to keep up with my rhythm, but she relished every single second of it. If I hadn't put her panties in her mouth, her moans would have revealed us already. We need to leave. But I need to come first. I'm finally almost there. My balls are about to explode. I'm trying to repress your groans. Fuck. You can feel how Penelope orgasms again at the same time as you finish unloading an insane amount of jizz deep inside her warm vagina. Take it all. Oh, Penny. That was glorious. As you take a step back, Penelope's legs finally surrender and she crumples onto the floor, completely spent. Oh God, Penny. What? I'd better give her a minute. The hell was that noise? Hello? Is there anyone there? Fuck, he heard us. Shit, Penny, we gotta get out of here. I feel like I just got rammed by our bull. A bull. Penny, focus. Snap out of it. Aspen, is that you? Penny, he's coming this way. I need you to stand up. I can't carry you away like a potato sack. Potato. God damn it. There's no one here. Maybe something toppled from the scaffolding. This place is filthy as fuck, though. I swear this is the last gig with this studio. And seriously, what the fuck is this stench? Smells like Lamborghini. Seems kind of familiar, but I can't quite put my finger on it. Perhaps our cleaning crews are using the same cleaning supplies. Insufficient storage available. Free up storage or insert an external SD card. Wow. And that's how we're gonna bring in 2026, folks. I can think of no better way to bring in Grimm's Uncanny Valley than that fucking scene. That was intense. More intense than porn. Shit, regular fucking porn, you see. That was way more intense. There's a lot going on in there. Holy crap. Okay. But we're not done. We still got 10 minutes. A few hours later. Touching the floor. What? Why is it so dark? What is this? You stand up and start analyzing the oppressive darkness enveloping you, only to discover that your neck is ensnared by a chain tethered to a rock structure. What? What the fuck is going on? Hello? Where am I? Hits. Huh? Who's there? Idriel! Welcome back, Grimm. What? Where am I? Is this a dream? No, it's way too vivid to be a dream. Am I in Eternum? You are. But how? I don't remember logging in. I don't remember how I got here at all. And why am I imprisoned? This is not your prison, Grimm. It is mine. What? This is the Limbo. A place in Eternum beyond space, beyond time. Beyond time? So time is frozen while we're here? Time isn't frozen, nor is it flowing. It simply doesn't exist in this place. Okay. And what about outside this place? There is no outside while we're here. Limits are non-existent in the limbo, making the notion of something beyond it inconceivable. That doesn't make any sense. Trying to comprehend eternity as mortals is as futile as explaining color to a person born blind. But you've been making progress. Your mind seems to be more receptive than it used to be. I talked to William Bardot. He told me that Aeternum isn't a creation of the Founder, but a discovery. Do you believe him? I don't trust him, but I do believe him, yes. I'm kind of shocked at how quickly I've accepted this new reality, but I genuinely believe it's true. I think deep down, it just seems like it's the truth. The NPCs, they're real. They were once humans, and they're trapped in here. I must free them. You must gather the 10 gems of doom. Once you have them all, Aeternum will be yours. Only you can do it. Only you can save them. Then help me. Aren't you the Lady of Aeternum? I am ensnared here, Grim. Beyond the confines of Limbo, of the Limbo, I'm but a puppet, a hollow vessel, akin to all the others. Then stop with all your stupid riddles and just tell me where the gems are. Tell me where to go, what to do, how can I defeat the Founder? How can I help free anyone if you won't help me? That would be in vain. You won't remember, you never do. What? Then why engage in this conversation at all? I thought you might have different questions this time. You just said I won't remember, so what's the point? Perhaps you're still not asking the right question. The right question? You must keep moving forward, Grim. You must help us. This is the only way. The only hope. But how? I'm just a guy. Why not try to seek someone else's help? There's no other way, Grim. How do you know there isn't another option? Because we've seen it. We've already tried. Tried? Keep moving forward, Grim. Defy fate. Break the chain. Okay, so Ekabar, Ion, the New World, Andromeda, Mayo, and the Valley of the Kings. Holy fuck. Saturday. God, I'm drenched in sweat. I feel like Dolly after a workout. The one time I actually have a dream and it goes like that. Touching your neck where the chain was. That was a messed up nightmare, or at least I hope it was a nightmare. Better than suffering from the bleeding effect. Ah, Credence Rain is back. 3 days in a row without it was too much to ask, I guess. Your phone buzzes. Oh, it's a message from Penny. Damn, it's all coming back to me now. We arrived crazy late, and she crashed immediately. I went on a mission to clear out half the fridge, and then I went back to bed as well. Man, that sex was wild. Penny's a damn succubus. We didn't even get a chance to chat about what happened. She was too wiped out for that. I practically had to drag her home. Popping up your chat app. Yeah. Popping open your chat app. I don't even know what I said. I'm almost half asleep. Time to suss out what the deal is. Penelope is typing. If you wake up and wonder where we are, Annie and I are hitting the gym with Dahlia. I know you're busy with Nova and Mom today, so we didn't want to wake you up. Oh, nice. Enjoy your gym time. I just woke up after sleeping 9 hours. Ah, morning, sleeping princess. We're already there. Although I'm taking it easy today, my legs are still in full flan mode. I wonder why. Did something happen yesterday? I had a pretty intense session yesterday at the studio. Oh, yeah. I've heard the modeling world can be very hard. Luckily, I'm a tough girl, but I need to get even tougher. Oh, so that's why you joined the gym so early today, huh? Yes. Dolly is on a mission to transform us into the fittest squad ever. Okay. Wow, you got a good angle of Dahlia there, men. Although, yeah, I gotta agree. I'm proud of my hot sissy. But anyway, I better get back to training before Dahlia and her huge butt get mad at me. No selfie to wish me luck for today's gem hunt. There's a gem right there. Today's gem hunt? Good luck on your gem hunt, Grim. Oh, okay. He thanks. I'm wearing brand new leggings today. What are your thoughts on them? Glad you like them. But for real now, I gotta go. And good luck in the pirate server. See you later, Grim. Later, Penny. Alright, guys. Since we're about to go in the pirate server, probably gonna stop when we get there. Damn, I'm glad to see things with Penny didn't get awkward. Boy, I can't wait to see her again. Ah. But alright, let's focus now. Time to get dressed and head over to Nova's place to log into that pirate server. So no more daydreaming about women for today, Grim. You have a gem to snag. You put on your clothes, grab your backpack and umbrella, and step out of your room. Good morning, honey. Oh, good morning, Nancy. Guess today's no daydreaming about women, Val, is short-lived. God damn it, that bathrobe is a menace. It is, isn't it? Doing some laundry? Yeah. The girls headed out to the gym a few minutes ago, so I thought I'd get some chores done before logging in with you and Nova. Solid plan. I noticed Penny was particularly smiley today. Guess yesterday's photo shoot was a hit? Yeah, it went really smoothly, I'd say. I mean, we won't be certain about that contract from Ulysses until a few days have passed, but I'm feeling pretty positive. We took some killer pics. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you want to spill? Spill? Like what? I don't know, you tell me. Not really, no. That's about it. Well, I'm excited to play with you and Nova today. Aren't you? It's been a while. Oh, yes, me too. Mind if I grab a few more minutes? I'm almost done. Sure. I still have to go to her house, actually. It's about a 20-minute walk, so we're not in any rush. Yeah, I forgot you were playing from her place. You sure are quite the playboy, aren't you? Jumping from one date to another. What? Yeah, it's not like that. I'm just going to Nova's to play. We're just friends. Yeah, they're all really lucky to have you as their friend. But you're right. It's time to move. But come on, let's get ready. We're running late. Hop, hop. Okay, when should we meet? Or where? I'll send you both an invite to the New World server in about 30 or 40 minutes. I got something pretty awesome to show you. Oh, really? What is it? Nuh-uh, it's a surprise. But see you later, sweetie. Nancy glides past you, her breast gently swaying with each step, exuding a seductive allure as she trots along. Oh, boy. I can see where Penny inherited her love for teasing me. These women are going to make me lose my mind. But anyway, she's right. No time to waste if I want to get there on time. I hope Nova's all set. Let's roll! A few minutes later. Alright, here we are. If I'm not mistaken, I arrived just in time. Heh, I still remember the first time I met Nova right here at this door. What a cringe fest that was. But hey, after a gazillion adventures together, here we are, poised for, I'm not even sure what this is supposed to be. We were supposed to watch the last episode of One Piece together. Then it was delayed, but we didn't cancel the date. Date? Date? Is this even a date? Bah, don't overthink it, Grim. Don't be nervous. I mean, I'm not nervous. Am I nervous? Why am I nervous? Just know that we practically live in each other's pockets. Speaking of, where the fuck is this girl? Hello? Yes, yes, sorry. Come in. It's open. You stroll into Nova's place, umbrella in hand, and drop it right by the door. Ah, finding refuge from the rain feels like such a relief. Starting to get chilly out there these days. I'm sorry, I was in the middle of wrapping up a game. You can drop the package right there. Do you need me to sign for anything, or... Eh? Package? What package? Grim? You're not the Amazon guy. Nope. What are you doing here? You invited me over. To watch the last episode of One Piece. And join Nancy on the New World server. The pirate theme day, remember? Did she really forget? Oh, but the episode of One Piece got delayed. Well, yeah, but we didn't scrap the whole plan for the day, so I figured. I thought we were still on for the rest of it. Oh, damn, I just assumed we called it off and that we play from our own respective places. Well, this is awkward. Might be better if I just head out then. We can put... No! You can stay. It's just that I didn't think about it all week, so I honestly didn't prepare anything. Oh well, if that's the only problem, no worries. Oh, I bet you were hoping for a ton of super cool and fun activities, even delicious homemade food, huh? Not really. I completely spaced on our meetup plans. I'm so sorry. No need to apologize, Nova. It's all good. We've all been having a ton of things in our heads recently. Looks like I was the only one overthinking today's stuff after all. Let's just enjoy our time together. We're going to be in Aeternum for most of the day anyway. All right, then, you can go to the guest room. My room's a bit of a chaos zone right now, so we'll probably be more comfortable there. All right, cool. It's the second room on the right after you head upstairs. I'm going to change into the E-suit real quick and join you. Make yourself at home. Thanks. Okay, guys, so this is where we're going to end it for now. Obviously, they're getting ready to do the pirate thing, and I'll be talking like a pirate the whole time, so get ready for that. But for now, guys, I'm out, I'm going to bed, and I'll see you guys next time with, Euphoria? I'm thinking Euphoria. Or we could do Race of Life. We could do both. Well, I don't know. So I'm actually supposed to do comics on Friday. Maybe we'll do, like, an hour of Euphoria or Race of Life, and then we'll just continue it next week. Because I forgot it's Friday. Everything's all mixed up. Alright. We'll see you later. I'm out.